28th of August 2007. It is today, according to the Sol Keen, it is 12 Etsnab, 12 Flint, understanding of introspection and reflection. And according to the Gregorian calendar, it is the 28th of August 2007, a Tuesday. And I received comments from a person who I have interpreted as a bit new agey now. So, and I really don't really want to go into the new age stuff. So I tend to, when people are, you know, depressing towards me, I don't really see a point with having any. It's just fear based, everything that they say to you. Kind of indoctrination, fear-based, new age stuff about then I can just filter your email, you see, and that means I will receive your emails, but they won't end up in my inbox. They will end up archived, so I can check through some later time if I feel like it, but I won't read it, you know, I won't read it just as someone sends it to me. And this is what I do to people that I feel kind of are counterproductive, because they are just, you know, contributing with fear and an inhuman treatment of people, basically, where they're telling you that you have to change and telling you in a fear-based way that you know, is this... most religions are fear-based, and I tend to receive these emails from New Agers. Mainly because I've had the blog mayancalendar.blogspot.com, I think, and also because I follow the Sol Keen, which is a New Agey stuff. So I tend to receive this religious fear-based indoctrination from them. But I just got tired of it. In the beginning, I tried to do something to stop it. I actually stopped... I changed my blog from my calendar to Matyric, and then I terminated the podcast and started a new one. But I noticed that these people still sent me this stuff, and when I understood that, you know, I didn't see a point in really bothering about it. And also, I want really to give people a chance to actually wake up to how the new age actually is created by the secret societies, and is not in any way, there is no truth in it. It's actually a creation of the secret societies. This age of Aquarius that is coming up, even Cooper is talking about it before he was killed, is nothing more than a plan in the sky, a long-term business plan, and there is no truth to it. There is no esoteric, you know, truth. There is no spiritual truth to Aquarius. It is a business plan that is followed by the guardian class in the society. And the only way it can ever become true to you if you start believing in it. Just like the sun worshippers of the past believed that the kings was God. You know, if you believe it strong enough, it becomes a truth. Because you will actually indoctrinate your children with it, and so on, a fear-based indoctrination, and because basically it's a lie. Because any human being that claims he's God will not become anything more than another Jahwe, another Lucifer. You know, another beast, because Yahweh is in the Old Testament, Yahweh, he was a tormentor sometimes and a benevolent sometimes, and he, in Hebrew, his word means holy, 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 which is 666, which is the number of the beast. And what they're telling you here is that the God of the Old Testament is the beast and the devil. And this is the kind of stuff that then is indoctrinated. But at the same time, the children are indoctrinated that Yahweh is God and someone that you should obey. So basically, you're indoctrinated to obey the devil. So this is the doublespeak that exists in religion, and that you have the same doublespeak in the New Age movement. But the New Age movement, is well, it's they do believe that they are kind of superior. It's a very, these are a very egoistic group of people that are totally unaware of that they are egoistic, because they believe somehow that they are superior because of that they believe in the New Age. And in fact, they even believe that they're gods, because the New Age religion is actually a religion towards your own godhood, where you become a god. And so it's a very egocentric, egoistic religion that, and at the same time, these people can complain about others being, having an ego. So this is a kind of doublespeak that they use. And in fact, they can be very, very angry at others, complaining that they have an ego. Even though, it's because they have it themselves, and they don't understand that the New Age is an egocentric religion that actually forwards it, actually blows up the ego. Increases it in size, because you're told that you can channel, you're told that you can do all kinds of things, and you're told that you're God, and you will become. In the Mayan calendar, you're told that you will become a co-creator in 2011 in the universal cycle. We will all become co-creators. And so it's a very egoistic, egocentric religion, because they do think that they are superior beings as well. And, people tend to be drawn to the particular kind of New Age religion that fits them. Like you have Ion Lungold, who happened to be born in 12 Sun, and which is an important sign in the Tzolk'in, so he decided to believe in the Mayan calendar. And you might have another person who is born in some particular other way, or is in some way, drawn to something else. Maybe you have money, so maybe you're drawn to Kabbalah, because it's expensive. There are all kinds of New Age religion popping up, each for your own personal. You can shop for them on the internet, and at the same time, all of these religions in the end claim that they are going towards unity. They are all really one and the same thing, and these people don't see that. In fact, they're quite blind towards anything, because they don't even use logic in their reasoning. If you talk to a New Ager, you will notice that there is no logic in his reasoning at all. It's actually based mostly on the indoctrination of this age, that we are in. And it's basically based on indoctrination. And they can also claim that other people. I received an email when someone claimed I was a materialist. Well, if you consider needing food and shelter to be a materialist, then sure, I am a materialist. But this is a kind of I know it's quite expensive to actually just have a house if you're taking care of children and so on. You need a certain kind of you need a bit of money, and if you don't have a work, that's quite a lot of money you need, actually, to get in some way. And it's money don't grow on trees, even though some people seem to think it. And still, they can complain that you're a materialist because of your situation. Because here, where we live in Sweden, you actually need. It's during the winter we can have minus 30 degrees Celsius, and people freeze to death if they don't have food and shelter here in Sweden. And still they complain that you're a materialist because you're talking about it. So this is a kind of double speak, you know, how they project evil towards other people who are not part of their movement. You know, these people don't see it themselves. They don't get it. They just say something like, you're vibrating on a lower frequency. So they're not using logic. They're not using anything. It's a total mental job that is done on them. They're in psychosis in this sense. But it's the same as we had during the witch hunt, where they killed people. You know, these people thought that they were doing the right thing, and you have the same thing with orc. Throughout history, you have had these groups of people who have popped up and done things. You have it with the Nazi Germany. You had what was happened then. There were a lot of people who went along with it and worked, you know, to kill these Jews and these Polish people. You have it in Russia. You know, 10 million Russian peasants were killed. There were a lot of people who were employed working with that. You know, you have it in all groups and societies. You have people who join evil and believe that they are modern or new age, you know, that they are progressive. And I can even see it, as I said, in my own family, my own relatives, who people, you try to discuss something with them, and they just, well, that would stop progress, they say. Well, during Stalin's Russia, progress was to believe in this authoritarian, very inhuman communism, where the intelligent people were killed off. That was progress then, and there's nothing is new under the sun, and history stays the same. Even though these new ages pop up with as their psychosis, it's been like that throughout history. New age is always what's coming, and so it's just explaining some things here that it's very, when you start to understand that there's nothing new under the sun, and that people, no, consciousness doesn't change. The only thing that really happens is that you start to see more. Now, when we have internet, we have more possibility to actually see things because we are interconnected. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the truth is coming out, because people are indoctrinated. They are sticking to their belief system, that is an inhumane belief system in many cases. The new age is actually a belief system that is not empathic towards other people in any way, because actually the new age teaches you that there is no such thing as death. And so people will actually, you have cases in India where people used to sit by watching their wife and children get slaughtered, because it's all an illusion anyway. This is where the New Age came from, India. And then they were killed themselves. And it's going to be the same thing with these people. You know, you have examples. Alan Watt talks about examples of how they killed off mass, kill off masses of people in Russia. Well, they told them to sprint into the mass grave, and then they were shot. And then another group of people were told to sprint, and all the group of people were standing there waiting for their time to sprint, and they were seeing others getting shot, and they did it. You know, this is the power indoctrination and of mass movements and of the herd tribal feelings. And this is what the New Age lives on. There is nothing humane about it, never has been. And it's the same kind of inhumane system that Nazi Germany had, because there was nothing humane about that. It was also a tribalistic system, in the sense that you felt identity with the rest, because it was a nationalistic system where all people who were German were, you know, their ego was boosted, and all other people were killed off. So it's the same idea, really. And there's not no other different thing with the races, the Negroes. they were, you know, killed off during one time. We had racism, and we have it in today in America between the Mexicans and the white. So it's just another tribal fight that they're developing here. And when I see these new ages coming to me, I don't know if they are provocateurs or if they are honest, stupid, useful idiots, willing fools. But they're still, you know, more probably the profane. And that I've noticed when I've talked to these people before, and nowadays I just don't really feel like it, that they are profane. They don't seem to know the truth behind their movement. They don't seem to know where it really originates from. They actually are useful fools, you know, willing fools, useful idiots. And it's amazing, you know, to see this time and time again. It's like the lemmings, you know, who walk over the cliff willingly in herds. It's the same kind of tribal instinct. Follow the one in front of you blindly. And also I've seen here in Sweden that the agenda is moving forward. Today in the newspaper, Swedish newspaper, there was an article about that. First there was an article, you know, it says pornography will not be allowed to rapists who are in jail will not be allowed to have pornography. And that sounds perfectly okay to me. But then in the small text there below in this article, it said that privatized prisons are now okay. It will now they will start, it will be legal to have private prisons in Sweden. And this was, you know, they incorporated inside the article in small text, but the thing they blew up, you know, to have, for everyone to see was the stuff that that rapists should not have pornography. So if you complain about this article, it will sound like you're a rapist. You know, so that's how you can spin things, because anyone who knows how it is in America knows that, you know, the prison planet of America is largely due to privatization of prisons. Because when you make prisons profit-based corporations that can actually make money on the amount of people they can get, then you're entering the truly fascistic prison planet. And that's what's happened in America. They have private prisons there. They had it for a long time. They've been doing all kinds of tests to them. They've radiated them, and they do all kinds of. They basically treat them as experiment lab rats. And since they can also make a profit of it, because they obviously, since you have private, when you privatize a prison, you have profit. We have the privatization of the elderly care. I've been working in a privatized version of the elderly care here in Sweden, and you know, there's no really humanity in that kind of system. So it's a very sad story for these old ladies at 90 years of age, who, you know, one I talked to was 100. She was born, yeah, she must have been born in the beginning of the 1900s, you know, and older than my own grandparents, who are all of them dead. And she ended up in this privatized elderly care in the end. But she was going strong then. It was amazing, the amazing people, these 100-year-old ladies who are still going strong, you know. It's just amazing to see them. But some, so it's good for some. It's not bad for all, really. But some people, they put on drugs, you know, they have them on these serotonin inhibitors and these worse stuff than that. They have them on this central nervous system central nervous system stimulus. I think it's called Oxtasand here in Sweden. It's a drug that that it's a you become dependent on it as well, and you become very tired. But it's something they give towards someone who is about to commit suicide also. But these are drugs, and it doesn't really matter if the drug dealer has a white coat and is financed by the tax money. He's still a drug dealer. And they do give it to the children here, and the new ager would probably just say, "Oh, it's good. You're vibrating a lower frequency. You're saying no to drugs. That means you're stupid, you know." So these new agers are totally, or they would probably say it like this: any child who needs to be put on a drug is vibrating on a lower frequency, and we just making it better for them. I don't know really, but these new agers are amazed. It just amazes me to understand that they never stop. And it's a very good philosophy if you're on this wave. Like in Nazi Germany, if you were working in these camps, killing off these Jews and these Polish people, then you could have your Nazi philosophy, because first of all, if you didn't have it, you would be fired. And secondly, it would work good for you because you were German. You weren't, you had blue eyes maybe. In fact, there were even in Germany, they had if you were blue-eyed and blonde and looked good, they had these farms, these human farms where they let you breed. So they had loads of women there, and you would just have sex with them, to start the new children of the Third Reich of the Empire. So they had these eugenics programs where they tried to breed this Aryan race, So I guess there's some people who enjoyed the Nazi Germany quite nicely, probably. And the same thing with the New Age. It's okay if you're on top of things, if you got a job, and if you maybe you're even working for the system, like people I've talked to, people who are working with implementing the system, with actually putting people, destroying life of those who, they need something to believe in. What better than the new age? If they believe in the future, then they can go on with what they're doing. So it's a very egoistic belief system, and it keeps you in a state of psychosis, permanent psychosis, really. And you don't have to look upon anything because it's just the old, If someone starts referring to some history books, you would just say, "Well, that's part of the old age, and now we're living in the new age, so it's not relevant anymore." So Orwellian doublespeak, all of it, and they don't even see it. So I don't really feel like, going on with these people about anything. I'm just tired of it. But I do want to kind of open up the possibility for people to see what happened to me who had the Mayan calendar blog. Because I've done this last post on Mayan calendar blog, which is called the Nine Hells of the Mayan calendar, to show you, another interpretation that you could get to very easily by just reading history. So they are privatizing the prisons in Sweden, as I said, and this is something that, it's interesting from a New World Order point of view, because this is the new third way, the new system. We have had the communistic system of Russia and the capitalistic system of United States, and these two systems are now merged into the fascist system, socialistic scientific fascist system, where you will have feudal overlords, which will be international corporations. And there will be prisons there as well, international corporations of prisons, for example, that will do experiments, that will use these prisoners as for experiment and for organ harvesting and all kinds of stuff. And maybe, I don't know, but basically, it's a way to centralize and globalize everything into a new. And we're entering, you must understand, we're not entering a democratic time now. We're entering an authoritarian time, a very authoritarian period in history we're entering now. In fact, it's the most authoritarian period that has ever existed, because the kind of weapons that exist today are so beyond even in comprehension that it's not possible to describe in another way than to totally authoritarian. So, and I've been listening to Alan Watt podcast today, and it's been interesting to listen to this podcast, and it's always really keeps me going to see this world without because you easily fall into a fear trap when you turn on I look on the internet, I check the Swedish newspapers in the morning, and I always find something which is this New World Order agenda that you know, some kind of lie or some kind of stuff that they put out there, you know, continuous indoctrination, and it puts you in a state of fear, really, when you see it really unfolding in front of your eyes. And the only thing that keeps me from falling into this fear trap is listening to Alan Watt and his podcast, and seeing that he's actually on top of this, and it's possible to be on top of this, what's happening. And so I was not planning to do a long podcast today, really. I think I will stop now. That's it for now. Bye.